Today's episode's all about the things you shouldn't do as a Facebook ad manager. And so really, these are probably things you shouldn't do as an ad manager, period. But today, of course, we're talking specifically about Facebook and Instagram meta ads and the five things that I see some ad managers do that is a big no-no. So if you're ready to find out those things so you become a better ad manager, let's jump into this episode.
Welcome to the Serve, Scale, Soar podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping service-based entrepreneurs scale their online business to five-figure months so they can soar into six-figure years. Your host, Brandy, is a wife, mom, and in less than 1 year, created a six-figure business. And now she is spilling all her secrets so you can too.
Welcome back to another episode of the Serve, Scale, Soar podcast. My name is Brandy Miles, and if you are just now tuning in for the first time, welcome, 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 my friend. And if you are a longtime listener, I am so excited that you are back. And today's episode is for my lovely ad managers who are ready to crush it. Maybe you're not an ad manager yet, but you're thinking about, hey, is this something that I could do? Is this something I want to do? This is an episode for you. Because not only do I see seasoned ad managers make these mistakes, I see new ad managers make these mistakes. So this one is for my ad managers, but don't tune away if you're not an ad manager, because a lot of these five tips can also be applied to your business if you're not running ads. Now, some of them will definitely not be for your business if you're like a podcast manager, but there are some values that you can take away from this. But before we jump into values, let's talk about our spotlight listener. And this one comes from Andrea. She gave us 5 stars and said, packed with value. Brandy gives you all the action steps to take to run a successful business while keeping things simple. She's honest, transparent, down to earth, and has a huge heart. She shares the ups and downs and everything in between. Her podcast is packed with value, and you will most likely find yourself binging all the episodes. Thank you so much, Andrea, for that honest and 5-star review. If you want to say, Brandy thinks the best way to do that for any podcaster is leaving them an honest review. We so appreciate it. And I read every single one of them. So take 2 minutes right now, pop in below and leave us an honest review. So today's episode, we're talking all about the 5 things ad managers shouldn't do. And here's the thing. I'm like never a should never do this thing. It's always like a black and white area. But for this situation, these are 5 things you should never do. And they're big red flags when I hear if students have come to my program from another one. So if they join us in Conversions for Clients and they've been in other programs, or if they've just been doing this because they saw it on YouTube or something, these are big no-nos when it comes to having an ad manager business. And when I go over them, they're big no-nos because I'll go over why each one is. But each of them sets up for a really poor client experience, or it sets you up to have failure with that client. And those are 2 things we'd never want to do. Y'all know I'm big on client experience. And so when we look at these, it's not only like, oh, this is just like a no-no. It's like, no, we want to make sure that we're creating the best client experience possible while also protecting ourselves and our business. So the first thing that ad managers should never do is work for free. This is one that comes up, especially as we come into the ad manager bootcamp that's coming up soon. And I see a lot of people teaching others to work for free, or my new ad managers thinking that they have to work for free in order to get results so then they can get a client. And what happens when we work for free is it's just people don't appreciate free. And now, is this a 100%? It's never going to work out for you. No, but 99% of the time, it's not going to work out for you. Because when you work for free, a few things can happen. One, they don't have the ad budget for you to get results. And then you're going to work for free hoping for a case study, but you're not going to have a case study because the person didn't have enough money to run ads in the first place. And so you're back right where you started, and you just wasted a ton of time working for free instead of working for someone for a discounted rate their first month, or just going right at it and charging the full price. And so there's no reason when you're getting started that you need to work for free. Also, the other thing about working for free is we usually see that the clients who you get when you're working for free are the hardest clients to work with. So then you're working for free and you're like, holy cow, Brandy, I just did all this work. This client's running me around to death and I have no case study. And then you're like, I can't be an ad manager, when really that's not who you would be working with in the first place. So what can you do instead of work for free? Well, in my bootcamp, I talk about the risk reversal method. So head to conversionsforclients.com. You can get on the wait list, or maybe it's time to register when you're listening to this, and jump on there for the free bootcamp that we do twice a year. And I go over the risk reversal method. And this is how to get clients without working for free, but at a discounted rate if you're just getting started, to build a case study. The second way, which came as an amazing idea from inside of Conversions for Clients, is that you can run your own ads for an affiliate offer. So we'll link up our episode on affiliate marketing, but let's say like we have a bunch of low ticket offers. So $37, $27, and you could ask to be an affiliate, and then you could run ads where you're going to make money from it. You're going to get a case study and you're learning without taking on a client. So it's a win-win for you to get experience, but also to make break even and to get accustomed to running ads. So there's just two ways that you could work not for free and get paid and still build a case study and get results. There's so many options, but I think one of the options that should be taken off the table is working for free. No matter what service you provide, I never want you to have to work for free, because it usually does not work out in your favor. Okay, so the second thing that you should never do as a meta ad manager is guarantee results or set unrealistic expectations. So guaranteeing results usually comes in the discovery call, where someone's like, well, I want X amount of webinar leads. I want 500 leads and I have a $2,000 budget. And you say, yeah, we'll do it. Like, we will do it. We'll get you that. Or you say, oh yeah, we can definitely get you 1,000 leads, or whatever it may be. We never want to guarantee results, even if you feel super confident in your ability to hit those. Because there's so many outside factors between just the ads and the results that you get for clients. And I think it's a really big red flag when I do hear a client tell me that another ad manager guaranteed them results. Unless that ad manager is working from a guaranteed result promise where they don't pay until they get results. And that's a whole nother story. I do not like that method of how to get paid at all, but that's for a different day. But for the most part, we're never going to guarantee results, because things happen in the world. There's things that happen all over the news that affect actually how ads run. There's things that can pop up legally that then Facebook, gets really strict on their advertising. There's just all kinds of things. And so guaranteeing your client results is just setting you up for failure and then a really unhealthy relationship with that client. And they're not going to be happy. You're going to be upset. And so guaranteeing results is never a smart thing to do, no matter how many times you've been able to get those results for other clients. Or the flip side of that is when they become a client, you not setting realistic results, or you setting unrealistic results. I usually see this when a client's like, okay, I only want to spend $500 a month, but this is what I want to do. And you're like, okay, instead of pulling up your big girl undies and saying, you know what, actually, let's punch this into the calculator, our ad spend calculator, and see if this is actually going to work out in your favor. We can run a few different scenarios, see the best, the worst case, and then we can go from there on if that is actually plausible for your account. And so our job as ad managers is to make sure our clients have realistic expectations for ads. They're not slot machines. They're not ATM machines. They can be, yes, but are they always? No. And do they take time to get up and running and optimize? Absolutely. And so you're going to create a better client experience when you set realistic expectations and exceed those than when you overpromise and you're not able to deliver. And so I'd rather you set really low bar and then hit it way above than guarantee or promise or set unrealistic expectations and lose that client and your reputation forever. So the first two things that we do not do as an ad manager, work for free and guarantee results. The third one is pay for clients' ads. You do not pay for clients' ads. They pay for their ads. So a lot of people ask this question. When you're an ad manager, you have your ad manager. They have theirs. They add you to their ad manager. Their card number should already be put in their ad manager. You will never put in your card information for their ads. So your client pays you an invoice that you can send through Dubsado or Honeybook each month. And then Facebook's going to charge them whenever they hit a certain threshold. If it's an established account, it's usually $900. Sometimes it's lower than that, depending. But that's automatically going to come out of their debit card, their credit card, their PayPal account, whatever it may be. But never, ever pay for your client's ads and then expect them to pay you back. Huge mistake that I see people making. And we don't have to go into that one too much deeper. It's just don't do it. So don't work for free. Don't guarantee results. Don't pay for clients' ads. And four, don't create an ad account or pixel for your client. So what I see happening and what some agencies do, and I don't like this approach at all, is they actually create the ad account, they create the pixel for the client, but then once they're the owner of the ad account, they're the owner of the pixel. And then once their client leaves, they keep that. It doesn't go with their client. And to me, that's like, wow, I get why they're doing it. It's to like the golden handcuffs. They want to keep you around. But I never think we should trap our clients, especially with their data. And so whenever we do that, we're stealing their data. We are making their data our data. And instead, what I would love for you to do is help your client set up their ad account and their pixel and then add you as either an admin or a partner and give you access to it. So if your client is like, Brandy, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. One of our favorite things to do is jump on Zoom for them and have them log in and we take over mouse control, computer control. It's a really cool feature you can do on Zoom. And then we'll set it up for them through their account like it was them doing it. And so this gives them control over their ad account, their business manager, their pixel. And so if we part ways, they still have that stuff. I'm not taking that away from them. And this is something I'm really, really big on. Because talk about creating a really bad experience is when a client didn't realize what was happening, because usually clients don't understand the ad account, the pixel, all the tech setup. And then they find out, like when they go to hire someone else, that they don't have a pixel, they don't have an ad account, that you're the owner. Oh man, that's such a bad experience. And I feel like it's just bad, like mojo for you. So yes, some people teach that you should own their ad account, their pixel, set up a new one for each client. I'm a firm believer in let's jump on a Zoom, have them log into their Facebook. Let's help them set it up through taking over control. We're never going to log into our client's Facebook. They'll add us as a partner or admin. And then knowing they will keep that for life. Now, if you're like, but Brandy, that sounds like a lot of work and that's not part of my package. Great. Then have a setup fee. And if you want to get paid for doing that part, then have a setup fee, $500, $1,000, $2,000 to set up their account. And then they pay you a monthly retainer. For me, I always did the setup for them when they signed a 3-month contract. Now, if they didn't sign a 3-month contract, then yes, there would be a setup fee. But I never created an ad account or a pixel for a client unless I did it through Zoom or if I was with them in person, but they were logged in and I was controlling their computer. Okay, so we don't work for free. We don't guarantee results. We don't pay for clients' ads. We don't assign the pixel and the ad account to us. And five, the final thing is we don't freak out when things don't go well. One of the biggest mistakes I see ad managers do is they absolutely freak out if an ad gets disapproved, if an ad account gets disabled, if something like that happens, they freak out. And then sometimes they even go tell their clients, and your clients hired you, so they don't freak out because you're going to take care of this. And here's the thing, there's very few things that you actually need to freak out about. And I talk about this a lot in conversions for clients, and we give you the resources. One, if you have a step-by-step plan on how to get a disabled account back, like just follow the steps. And if an ad gets disapproved, follow the steps on how to get it approved. It doesn't serve you or your client for you to freak out. And I always tell my students, I haven't personally been able to run ads like myself. I run ads. There's ways around it. But personally, me on Facebook, I've been banned since 2020 from running ads. We lost our ad account. Personally can't run ads. Like, I have a course on how to run ads. Like, if I would have freaked out, I would have been like, it would have not been good. And so instead, I stayed calm. I went through the process. The process did not work for me. I'm still banned, but we found ways to work around it. And so now I still run ads. I still teach people how to run ads. I still have consulting clients. But the one thing I didn't do is freak out when it happened, even when it was a very permanent decision. And, you know, that's your job. It's going to happen. You're going to have disabled ad accounts. You're going to have ads that come back rejected. You're going to have clients that freak out over results. But your job is to stay calm and see, how can I fix this? And one of the best things about being part of a group like Conversions for Clients is, when you are freaking out, instead of freaking out, you can plug in the actual like pieces that we give you, the templates to get these things back up and running. But you can go to a community and be like, hey, this is what's happening. Does anyone have any suggestions for me? And you're not doing it alone, and that helps from freaking out. But if you freak out, you're not going to get the problem solved, and you're probably actually just going to make it worse, especially if you go to your clients freaking out about what just happened. And so having great open communication and telling clients what they need to know when they need to know it is also a really important factor of being an ad manager. So those are the five things you should never do as an ad manager. Work for free, guarantee results, pay for clients' ads, set up their accounts, and freak out when things don't go well. I would love to hear from my ad managers over on Instagram, at Brandy Mouse. What are the things you are like, oh my gosh, ad managers should definitely not do this, and I see it happening. I want to hear from you. I want to know. And if you've done one of these things, let me know, because I am 100% guilty of doing some of these things before as well. So if you want to learn more about being an ad manager, head to conversionsforclients.com. Either get on our wait list, or we may have our free bootcamp going on when you go to that site. And we'd love to tell you more about learning to run meta ads for clients and getting those conversions. So until next week, my friends, go out, serve your clients, scale your business, and soar into the success you deserve.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Serve, Scale, Soar podcast with your host, Brandy. If you loved our podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review, and be sure to tune in next time.